Good afternoon and happy Sunday. Thank you for joining us this on this Sunday. This is KVM Baker. And I have with me joining us today is one of our newest volunteers. Her name is Ruthie Anderson.
Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday.
And today we're going to actually talk to you pretty much verbatim from an article that we found on leanin.org. And it's titled, Four Things All Mentors Should Know. And this is basically catered around mentoring girls, women, and things of that sort. So it's four tips. And I'm going to read the first one and then Ms. Ruthie, you can probably read the second one, and then we'll just give our opinions about them. So the first one says, find a woman to mentor. It's never too early. No matter what stage you are in your career, you can mentor another woman. If you're farther along in your career, pay it forward by investing in a woman just starting out. And if you're early in your career, find a woman who's coming up behind you or a student who's interested in your field. Don't underestimate the value of your input. You may have just been through what she's experiencing. No matter what stage you are in your life, it's never too late to mentor a woman or a young lady or a student, as it was saying. So I am at a point in my life where I feel like I can take on some of the younger ladies, and some of them, they come around and they look at me and they see what I'm doing and they, you know, aspire to want to do the same thing because they are like us. They're advocates of their community and they want to give back. But how do you show them how to give back? Well, one way that I've learned is I get them involved. I get them involved in Sisters for Society. I get them involved in whether it's helping us with the community outreach, delivering of the bread, delivering of the boxes. And I don't just mentor young ladies. I get my boys involved too. Because it's important. It's important for us to have all of our youth involved in paying it forward. This way that they don't take things for granted. So that's my intake of tip number one. What is your intake of tip number one?
My intake on tip number one is you can mentor. When you're mentoring young women and, as she said, young men also, let them see what you're doing. Show them what you're doing. And when they're with you, allow them to be themselves. And I think that helps. And encourage them that what they're doing and what they're doing. And help them to have ownership in their accomplishment as they're doing them. That's what I take away from that.
Cool. So let's talk about number two.
Number two, invest in your mentee's success. Commit time and energy to developing your mentee. Make yourself available. Take time to understand her questions and give her thoughtful and thorough input. Ask your mentee for regular updates. The more you understand her progress and what she's working and what's not, the more effective you can be as a mentor. If she's not using your time wisely, be clear about your expectations and set up guidelines for your time together. You'll both benefit from getting a good rhythm. What I take from that is, as a role model, speak confidently when you're with your mentee. Teach them to take risks, and like I say, own their accomplishment. That's what I get from that.
Yeah.
Ms. Katie.
Yeah, I get the same thing. It's hard to mentor someone that probably don't really want to be mentored, you know. So from the part of where it says using your time wisely and be clear about your expectations, you have to make sure that they completely understand, because if they are lost in translation, then you're not really mentoring them. They're just doing something that they think is right, or trying to appease you, or what.
And you want to make sure you're clear and what the goals are that they need to meet. That,
right.
That at the end of whatever it is you're working on, you know, you want to have everything set up for them when they come to work with you.
Right.
And that they complete what you all have set forth for that day.
Right. Right. So tip number three, it says give open, honest input, even when it's hard.
Lord knows, I know what that is.
Direct actionable feedback, is a gift, but women often receive less of it. Look for opportunities to give your mentee specific input for improving her performance and learning new skills. Whenever possible, share your input in the moment when it's most effective. If you hold back to protect your mentee's feeling, you're not helping her. Remember, your honest feedback will help her advance more quickly. For me, I completely agree, because I'm the first one that will tell you if something is wrong. I'm the first one that's going to tell you that's not right. You know, we got to figure out another constructive way of doing it. But it helps for someone to be open and honest so that they grow and develop themselves. Because they're not always going to be under you, but they will value and they will remember those things that you have instilled in them in this society. So if they do grow to do their own thing, whether they're working for a nonprofit or they're being a leader in this community in a different type of way, or it don't even have to be a leader in the community. They could be a leader in their school. You know, it can be something else in their church or things of that nature. You want them to always be able to, like my son say, he hears my voice. You want them to always hear your voice, even when they are talking, and things that they can remember. Those are the things that are most valuable to them to help them get to that next level. What do you think?
I think that giving direct actionable feedback is awesome. That way they know which way they're going. And being open and honest with them, and teaching them, like you said, be a leader, and just so they know how to make things happen, and and having a voice,
right?
Having a voice about what they're talking about, and,
right,
and saying it with confidence,
right?
And saying it meaning what they say,
yeah.
So
yeah,
that's very important, and I think that's what, you know, we give input to what they're doing, we give positive reinforcement behind that also.
Right. So the fourth and last tip of the day.
Don't just mentor, sponsor.
Whew. That's a mouthful right there. Yeah.
The best mentor, go beyond mentorship and advocate for the mentees. You start by understanding your mentee's career goal. We said that a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Then think through her best path forward. How can you help it? Endorse her on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Recommend her for high-profile projects.
Mm-hmm.
You can introduce her to people in your network.
Right.
Find ways to open doors for her and invest in her success. those are some of the things that we can do as a mentor by sponsoring, by being there actually for that person. Don't just be a one-time mentor. You know, be in their lives.
Right. You get a lot of people that say that they are mentors, but they're not consistent. Mm-hmm. And you have to be consistent in order to make an impact. Otherwise, you're just a person of interest.
Yeah. You have to make it lifelong.
Yeah.
You have to make it lifelong.
Right. And when you sponsor them, write in letters of recommendation. Sponsor them on the social media, like they say, recommending them for different things. We have a couple of young volunteers that do other, outside of our organization, that have done other things, and they got those letters of recommendations that they needed, you know? So it's one of those things. I always, when I've worked with other organizations, I've always been the one to tell them, if you need anything, you call, you let us know. I'm going to call you. I'm going to talk to you. And even now, I'm still friends on I'm still friends on Facebook or on Instagram with some of the ones that I've met in the past. Some of them have had children. Congratulations on your baby. You know, this is just, if they go through things, this is just a roadblock. This is not the end of the world. You continue to push forward. You continue to grow. The more you grow, the more you know. So that's one of the things that I tried to instill in anyone that I came in contact with, not just about being a mentor, but even just giving them that positive feedback that they may need to hear. Mm-hmm. So, of course, number four was the final step. That was the final tip in the series of four things all mentors should know. You can sign up for leanin.org. It's absolutely free. Organization. There are chapters, local chapters that are around that you can be a part of. So you just have to kind of Google and find out. From there, that kind of wraps up our podcast for today. So the few things that we have going on as Sisters for Society, we have a fundraiser where we're trying to raise $2,500 for our back to school drive that we're trying to do at the end of July. And we would like for everyone to participate. If they could donate towards the cause. Once we can get the right amount of money, well, our goal, I should say, then we'll be able to hopefully pass out 200 to 300 book bags filled with school supplies for our youth that are in the community. So, with that being said, look up for us on Facebook. Facebook is probably going to be your most updated to find out more about Sisters for Society. And just stay tuned. Continue to support us. We continue to support you all. And if you have any questions or any concerns, please feel free to call us. Our phone number is 866-811-6123. And look for us on Facebook. The Facebook is facebook.com, of course, and it's Sisters with the number 4 Society. And that's our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So please follow us, like us, tweet us.
Yes, please.
And our website is up, but it is going under some construction. So you can also go on our website and view what's out there. It will be updated real soon, hopefully. But it is www.sistersforsociety, and that's 4 spelled out, F-O-R, societycorp, C-O-R-P.org. Have a wonderful Sunday, and remember, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, it is.
So have a wonderful weekend. Don't eat too much barbecue.
All right.